The 8-pound, 24-karat gold-plated statuette that will be handed out at the Academy Awards tonight is said to be modeled after a real man. That man's name is not Oscar. It might be Emilio. Emilio El Indio Fernandez, a famous Mexican director and actor who lived in Hollywood in the 1920s. Shireen Marisol Meraji from our Code Switch team has the story, which could be an urban legend.
Ask old folks in Mexico City about Emilio El Indio Fernandez. By the way, he's half Kickapoo. That's where he got the nickname El Indio, the Indian. Anyway, ask old folks in Mexico City about him, and they'll tell you they love his movies.
Pues, por ejemplo, María Candelaria o La Perla.
María Candelaria, también.
Especially María Candelaria, the movie Fernandez wrote and directed that won the top prize at the 1946 Cannes Film Festival and put Mexican films on the world stage. Now ask them about Fernandez's stint as a model for the Oscar statuette, and the answers vary. Connie Navarro and Tere Vargas are having coffee in Mexico City's trendy Condesa neighborhood, and they say, yes, it's true. He was the model.
Yo que sepa, no.
But at the park nearby, 82-year-old Marín de Lotería says, no way.
El Oscar es una cosa delgada, bien formada, elegante, ¿no?
De Lotería says the Oscar statue is thin, with a good shape. Elegant. He says the Fernandez he remembers wasn't. But Emilio Fernandez was older when he lived in Mexico City and paunchier. And the story about him modeling for the Oscar statue, you'll find it on Wikipedia, hear it on public radio.
Those pecs, those thighs, those shoulders, they came from a real guy.
You can read it in legit books.
I first saw it in a history book by a Mexican film historian named Emilio García Riera.
That's Charles Ramirez Berg, professor of film studies at the University of Texas at Austin. He says there was a community of Mexicans working in Hollywood in the 1920s, around the same time the Academy Awards began.
And there was a number of them. Dolores del Rio was there, her cousin Ramon Navarro, and they were both big stars. And among them was Emilio Fernandez.
Fernandez was an extra at the time. And Ramirez Berg says when MGM art director Cedric Gibbons was designing the statuette for the Academy Awards, his wife, Dolores del Rio, had an idea.
And the story is that Dolores del Rio referred him to Emilio Fernandez and said, oh, you should use Emilio for the model. He had this very athletic build. I mean, he looked just like Oscar. All of this could have happened.
I called up the Academy Awards Library here in L.A. They wouldn't give me an interview, but the librarian I spoke with said there's zero proof any of that happened. And she seemed pretty annoyed by the question. They've been getting it a lot lately. Laura Isabel Serna is a professor at USC and has studied Mexicans who worked in Hollywood in the 20s. She says, yeah, there's probably no hard evidence to back the story, but
I think it would be wonderful if it were true, because it would be another bit of evidence of the involvement of Mexicans in particular and Latinos more generally in American cinema during its most formative years.
Serna says she thinks the legend persists because Latinos want to know they're a part of American history, a part of Hollywood history, that they played a critical role.
And that story really hasn't been told. And Emilio El Indio Fernandez is part of that story.
At this year's Academy Awards, Mexico's Alfonso Cuarón has been nominated for Best Director and Best Picture for Gravity. If he wins, I wonder if he'll thank the man who introduced Mexican filmmaking to the world, and maybe even posed for that golden statuette. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.